Bay Area will launch into the holiday shopping season in the middle of a violent retail crime wave. Good evening, I'm Brian Hackney. Alan Martin's off tonight.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. So what is local law enforcement planning and what should shoppers expect? KPIX5's Max Darrow begins our team coverage from Palo Alto.
Earlier this week, a large group of people hit the Real Real here in downtown Palo Alto on University Avenue. That's why the storefront is all boarded up. Now detectives believe this incident could be connected to another burglary in the North Bay. In downtown Palo Alto, crews have painted over the boards in place to protect the Real Real's storefront.
Really surprised, actually.
According to Palo Alto police, a group of about 30 to 40 people showed up in around 20 cars on Sunday night and tried to smash their way into the consignment shop. A security guard called the cops and the people all took off.
It's almost movie-like, Hollywood-like.
When officers found two suspects, they also found more than $15,000 worth of stolen merchandise from another The Real Real shop in Larkspur that was hit earlier in the night by a large group of people. According to Central Marin Police, around 40 people were involved in a smash and grab there, and they made off with about $250,000 worth of merchandise.
There's gangs moving around the Bay Area, obviously.
It's not like there's some kind of like riots going on or some kind of, you know, other instability. It's just literally pure robbery.
Police arrested two people after the Palo Alto incident, 20-year-old Keone Jones from Richmond and 21-year-old Imani Barnes from Vallejo. Palo Alto Police and Central Marin Police detectives are now working together to figure out if there are any connections between the people involved with the crimes in their cities and those who've committed similar crimes in other cities throughout the Bay Area.
Well, they've had San Francisco problems. They've had Walnut Creek, Contra Costa. They've had here.
Many locals are well aware of what's going on, not just in their neighborhoods. Palo Alto resident Angela Howe told us.
I hope it's ended soon.
Prosecutors and law enforcement from Contra Costa County, San Joaquin County, Alameda County, San Francisco, Marin, San Mateo, and Santa Clara County say they've all teamed up to try and combat this ongoing issue with retail thefts. In downtown Palo Alto, Max Darrow, KPIX 5.
All righty, Max. KPIX 5, Sean Chitness continues our coverage from the Tri-Valley, where shoppers are split on whether heading out to the stores tomorrow is worth the Black Friday deals.
I'm going to wake up at 4 a.m., go shopping. Anything that's open, I'm just going to go shopping.
People were returning to Thanksgiving traditions today, enjoying the outdoors with family and friends. Retailers like Best Buy, Macy's, Target, and Walmart were all closed today, stores that have stayed open on Thanksgiving in the past.
I've never gone Black Friday shopping, so I feel like it'd be really fun to try it out.
But others out and about say they will be staying inside all of Black Friday.
I'm kind of scared with what's going around, so I'm not planning to go in person.
Everything is online. Being home and just order everything from the online.
Law enforcement agencies across the Bay Area have stepped up their police presence at malls this week. Local district attorneys also announced they're working together to try and prevent more mass robberies.
We're concerned that this is a crime of opportunity, and when people get out, they may just try it again. So we're doing everything that we can to keep them in custody.
A concern on the minds of these potential shoppers before they go back to certain stores.
There is all this things going around in the malls.
Yeah, I don't feel safe.
These mass robberies that we are seeing across the Bay Area clearly a factor in the decision for malls to open early on Black Friday, but keep their standard closing hours throughout this holiday weekend. Reporting in Pleasanton, Sean Chitness, KPIX 5.
Oakland police say they will have extra officers and tactical teams on patrol through the weekend, targeting armed caravans, illegal sideshows, and other violent crimes. The department says those tactical teams are specially trained in de-escalation. Meanwhile, a reward is growing for information leading to the gunman who shot and wounded a local news crew's security guard in Oakland yesterday. It now stands at more than $17,000. The crew from Cron 4 was covering a mob-style robbery at a downtown boutique when they were attacked. The guard remains in the hospital tonight but is in stable condition.
Well, we'll turn now to the weather and something we can all be thankful for this evening.
Certainly. Chief Meteorologist Paul Hagan's here with the encouraging update on the drought.
Yeah, so despite it being a holiday, the U.S. Drought Monitor's latest update, which comes out every Thursday, was released today, and there's some good news. It's one of those good news, bad news situations. This is what the Drought Monitor map looked like 1 week ago with the last update. Exceptional drought covering much much of the Bay Area, extreme drought for the rest. Here's the newest map that was released this morning. That exceptional drought area has shrunk significantly, especially for Napa and Solano counties, but even parts of Contra Costa County and Alameda County have dropped a category from exceptional drought to extreme drought, which is still the second worst category, and that encompasses the entire Bay Area. Statewide, also a significant drop in the amount of the exceptional drought category, down from 38% last week to 28% this week, but zero change in the amount of California in extreme drought. That is still just locked in at 80%. So we didn't get any rain in the past 7 days. Why did things change? Because the rain that we received earlier in this month and last month, it just takes a while for that impact to be felt through the entire ecosystem. So hopefully we can continue to see some changes to the drought situation as we head to the next several weeks. What would really help is some additional rainfall. We'll see if any of that's in the 7 day forecast coming up.
All right, Paul, thank you. Well, despite the clear weather, the holiday got off to a grim start on Bay Area roads. This two-car crash in Contra Costa County was one of three deadly accidents in a three-hour span this morning. It happened at around 6 a.m. on Vasco Road in Byron, killing one person and injuring two others. An hour before that, a pedestrian was hit and killed on State Route 221 in Napa. And 2 hours before that, a multi-vehicle crash killed one person on Highway 101 in Belmont. Investigators in Santa Clara County say they have captured a suspected rapist 6 months to the day from the alleged attack. 43-year-old Raymond Simpson is accused of assaulting an intellectually disabled woman in San Jose back on May 24th. He was arrested yesterday in Sunnyvale on an outstanding warrant. Simpson is jailed on $210,000 bail on rape, kidnapping, and false imprisonment charges.
Well, a traffic alert if you headed through San Francisco. The regular weekend closure of the Great Highway is off to an early start for Thanksgiving. The stretch between Lincoln and Sloat will reopen to traffic on Monday, but between now and then, it will be closed. And Reckon Park is launching a new food truck pilot program there starting on Saturday. Tonight, Marin and San Mateo counties are closing in on a 90% vaccination rate. According to the CDC, 86% of eligible residents in each county are now fully vaccinated, and more than 90% of residents, 5 and up, have had at least one dose.
Across San Francisco, volunteers started their day before dawn preparing Thanksgiving meals for those in need. The Salvation Army delivered thousands of them to homebound seniors, while Glide Memorial doled out ham, turkey, and all the trimmings to hundreds more.
I'm not with my family, but I'm getting close to being my family, but they just like family being around here.
One thing I miss is when we used to be able to serve and they'd come through the line, you'd hand them that tray. And you know, they look you in the eye and say thank you. And that's just that feeling that warms your heart that you know they appreciate it.
Meanwhile, Salvation Army volunteer Mark Hopper brought his daughter along with him this morning as a reminder to be thankful and to give back.
If you show that you want to be compassionate or empathetic towards people, you need to actually do it instead of just tell your kids.
And our Food for Bay Area Families drive is on. To donate your time or money to help our neighbors in need this holiday season, just go to kpix.com/give.
Well, kind of connected to weather, a Bay Area Cal Fire crew will be deploying first thing tomorrow to Southern California, where fire conditions are pretty bad right now. They've got heavy Santa Ana winds, damaging buildings and uprooting trees, as near zero humidity drives up the fire danger. And in Southern California, it is the season for that. As a consequence, thousands of people in parts of L.A., Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino, Ventura, and San Diego counties have had their power cut today, forcing them to get creative about cooking their Thanksgiving dinner.
It's kind of weird being put in this predicament, but, you know, we're all using our brains, you know what I mean? So we're using the grill for right now, and hopefully in a few hours it's all ready and it's cooked to temperature and we're good to go.
Yeah, some of the families are making the best of the situation by cooking their turkeys outside on the grill, as he just talked about. The conditions for Southern California as at Edison to cut the power to more than 64,000 customers in those five counties. Wind gusts of up to 70 miles an hour were recorded down there in some areas.
Taking a look at your top headlines, for the second year in a row, Americans are giving thanks in the midst of a global pandemic as health officials urge people not to let their guard down.
Continued progress requires everyone doing their part.
There are already surges across the Northeast and the North. And as an ER doc, I can tell you our hospitals are already overwhelmed.
With holiday travel approaching pre-pandemic levels and about 4 in 10 Americans still unvaccinated, the CDC says hospitalizations and deaths will likely increase in the next few weeks. It's already happening in about 24 states. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is meeting today to discuss the new B11529 variant, which is turning up in South Africa, Botswana, and Hong Kong. Its mutations may make it capable of avoiding immune responses, but doctors say it is way too soon to be overly concerned.
As we give thanks for what we have, we also keep in our hearts those who we lost and those who lost so much. And those who have an empty seat at their kitchen table or their dining room table this year because of this virus.
The President and First Lady also expressed their gratitude to the troops in their Thanksgiving message to America before visiting a Coast Guard station in New Hampshire. Well, more than 170,000 U.S. military personnel are stationed overseas this holiday season, and the Pentagon flew in 60,000 pounds of turkey, 68,000 pounds of pies and cakes, and 23,000 gallons of eggnog to help them celebrate abroad. And while it's not quite like home, it's close in some ways.
We've been here all night together, sweating and arguing and cooking. So this is a family. So I'm okay. I still feel the love and the spirit of Thanksgiving.
Sounds like home. And the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade returned in full force to the streets of New York. It was scaled back last year due to the pandemic. But this morning, marching bands once again filled the streets as the famous balloons flew overhead. Parade goers didn't have to be vaccinated, but the participants did. And Brian, that means there were no children under 12 in the parade this year, since they haven't been vaccine eligible for long enough time.
Well, there's always next year. Yes. Hopefully things will be different. Thank you, Liz. The holidays still happen up in space. It's just a look a little bit different. 5 astronauts said that Thanksgiving's not bad at all aboard the International Space Station.
The food is actually fantastic up here, and we're very much looking forward to some special things that have been sent for us.
Sometimes people do a turkey trot on Thanksgiving. Up here we have a treadmill, so I've got some special surprise colored headbands for the crew to wear while we run it off on our treadmill.
Gonna hop on that treadmill tomorrow. If you're hoping to get in some holiday skiing, you can do it tomorrow at Boreal. The resort had delayed its opening until it was cold enough to get the snowmakers going. Same story at Palisades Tahoe, which is planning a soft opening, which probably describes the snow as well. Just the base area and limited beginner terrain will be open mostly for kids' lessons. Sugar Bowl has also been busy making snow overnight. It was aiming to open tomorrow, but it still doesn't have enough of a base to make it happen. Well, if you are planning to shop online for the holidays, you may want to start right now.
Or you may want to wait a little while. It all depends on exactly what you're looking for. An Adobe Analytics expert says Thanksgiving today is the best day for discounts on toys. Black Friday is good for furniture and tools, and electronics and appliances will likely be at their best prices on Saturday. Sunday is the best day for apparel and sporting goods, and Cyber Monday for televisions. But there's a catch with all this.
If you're looking to make that upgrade to a new TV, then Cyber Monday is going to be your day for that. But if you're waiting for Cyber Monday, you may not get the exact brand and model that you're looking for.
Of course, because supply chain issues are continuing to create shortages. Finding a deal may come second to actually finding the actual item.
Or living with the TV you've got. Meanwhile, the Postal Service says it's bringing in an extra 40,000 seasonal workers this year to help get all those packages where they need to go. They're also adding more high-speed sorting machines. And if you want a guaranteed package delivery by Christmas, you needed to get to the post office by December 15th. I don't mean to interrupt you. Sorry, you have until the 17th to send your cards.
Meanwhile, FedEx is dealing with this unusual situation in Alabama, where hundreds of packages were found down a ravine. No one has any idea who dumped them there or why. Sheriff's deputies are looking into that while FedEx is busy recovering those packages for delivery.
No actual birds were harmed, but several bottles of whiskey were killed at Richmond's annual Thanksgiving Day turkey shoot.
Mayor Tom Butt was among about 150 people who raised a shot glass of wild turkey or sparkling cider to the tradition, which returned today after last year's pandemic pause. The event started back in 1989 when the manager of the Hotel Mac in Point Richmond took his employees out for a shot as consolation for having to work on Thanksgiving. That's a fun tradition.
None of that allowed inside this building. But,
No.
Well, we've got our own stuff going.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very blessed. Well, thank you for watching. The news continues streaming on CBSN Bay Area.
In the meantime, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you back here at 11.